We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi there. It is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for a fresh new day, a fresh new week.
It's an Earth Day today.
A fresh new Earth. Monday, April 22nd. Let's jump right in. We talked about seniors' weaknesses for scams.
Yeah.
Actually could be a big warning red flag that they may be close to dementia. In all honesty, I think we've all been duped at least into believing some of these scams at one time or another. But, you know, researchers found older people who deemed to have low scam awareness were more likely to develop Alzheimer's or mild cognitive impairment compared to seniors with more awareness of scams.
I believe it.
They really couldn't figure out why that is true, but it is possibly something you may want to educate your loved ones about, just once, as we always do. But in particular, those that fall for these scams a little bit easier might mean the risk of maybe some dementia. We found out also, too, that spicy foods are good for you. They say that burning sensation is actually the capsaicin, which causes the hot foods to be spicy. And that actually is pretty good for your body. They say for an ear, nose, and throat specialist, says it happens when your body's trying to wash away the spice that causes the issue. And believe it or not, they have found that there's studies that capsaicin actually is linked to anti-obesity. It might counteract the buildup of the type of fat that builds around the organs and is linked to a bunch of diseases.
I'm not taking chances. I'm putting Tabasco on cornflakes.
Yeah. I was going to say, because you like it, Storm,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
No, sir.
I have a whole cabinet that's nothing but hot
sauces.
Yeah,
that's funny.
We also found out about cookie cutters. Apparently, you can have one made of your face or your dog or anything like that. Why not? This is America in 2019, right?
Right.
Spoiled kitty design, so they can create a cookie cutter that resembles you or a loved one. All you need to do is, with their package, send them a portrait, and in just a few weeks, they'll return to you a plastic cookie cutter in the shape of your head, and using simple lines that impress your beautiful looks into a cookie dough before you head it into the oven.
So it actually gets your face in there, too, not just the outline.
No,
yeah,
no.
It's pretty detailed. I mean, now once you bake it, I don't make any promises, but when it initially starts out, I was looking at the pictures, it's actually a pretty detailed resemblance to this chick's face.
It's pretty cool. Maybe a neat little gift you buy somebody. It's about $40 plus, and that includes the shipping.
It's like a little fun, just silly thing.
Right. This is an interesting story because we all know like opioids run the risk of you becoming addicted to them.
Of course.
But we did not know that there's a lot of other drugs that you use, a lot of them over the counter, that could develop into an addiction for you, including 14% of the population uses over-the-counter sleep aids to help them sleep. And believe it or not, this actually you can develop an addiction to these things.
Just to the over-the-counter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And in essence, it can cause problems, especially for older Americans. A lot of them, it doubles the risk of falls and hip fractures while using them. That's obviously because of the sleepwalking.
Right,
you don't know
right.
What's going on there. They say that if you're using sleep aids for more than a few days in a row, talk to your doctor about getting a referral to a sleep specialist. This is so you can work on the chronic issue of not falling asleep.
Right.
A lot of people use what are called PPIs or proton pump inhibitors. That would be your
Nexiums,
yeah,
stuff like that. Omeprazole is also one of those, Chris.
Oh, wow, I did not know that.
Sure, I got a whole list right here.
They say that they're designed for short-term use, more than 45% of people who have been prescribed them keep receiving the medication for more than 15 months. I think that they're kind of changing the thought process on this now because there's more and more research that's coming out that just like with the sleep aids, it causes an increased risk in dementia, plus a whole slew of other health issues you really don't want.
Yeah, I was taking those for a while, doctor prescribed, and after a while, I went, why am I still taking these things?
Yeah.
I stopped, and I noticed no difference in the GERD,
right.
It's called.
Right.
So, but he would have written as many as I wanted. I could still be taking them right now.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to take one less damn pill.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You know? And you brought up a really good point. You know, changing some of your lifestyles, maybe not having as many spicy foods at one time, or alcohol could cause.
Getting back to the spicy now. Okay.
Not at one time. You know, but changing your lifestyle up a little bit may help with your GERD and not have to have a prescription pill. And then if you are somebody who, like myself, deals with allergies all the time, nasal decongestants really do seem like a savior.
You mean like oxymetazoline?
Yes, found in Afrin and other delicious
things. Yeah, my mom was very, like, she openly admitted too. She's like, I need to, I just can't use Afrin. I can use the, whatever the doctor gives you that's basically like saline solution is one thing, but she would get hooked on Afrin in these like stints, you know, 2 or 3 months, and then she'd have to detox, you know, just to clear her sinuses out.
And that's exactly what you have to do, Janie, because it's like any addiction, you get into a really vicious circle. They say that if you've been using a nose spray more than 3 days in a row, to contact your doctor, they may be able to prescribe a nasal steroid to prevent the swelling.
Wow, really?
Because in essence, what it's doing is it's cutting down the swelling in your nose.
But then after a while, it has an opposite effect.
Right.
Though.
It makes it swell up even more so. Yeah. Regardless of whatever we talked about, make sure that you do talk to your doctor and never stop taking a prescribed drug without talking to your doctor first.
But if you find you're taking it too long,
you need to talk to your doctor.
Yeah, talk to your doctor.
And this is what they also say. Yearly, you should actually tell your doctor exactly everything that you've been taking.
That's usually the first question they ask. Are there any changes in your medication?
Right. You know?
Yeah, and that includes any, you know, multivitamins, any supplements that you may have. I mean, I put in there, you know, the saline for my eyes just to be safe, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we found out that this is kind of a scary statistic, but it makes sense. They found that upwards of 85% of the U.S. population could not find their town or county on a map if it was presented to them.
That is so strange.
Yeah, this kind of just...
it's hard for me to relate
to.
It
blew my mind. I was like, I'm a little... I get disappointed in humanity sometimes. Well, this is one of those moments.
It's a couple of things, and I wouldn't get too disappointed. It's just because we've become so accustomed to GPS and putting an address in to the phone, and the phone will tell you, go left, go right, go straight, turn, take this exit. You don't really see the overall picture of the maps. And why this came up actually was a meteorologist in Alabama. He was a couple months ago, they were had a lot of severe weather, a lot of tornadoes, and he was saying that, you know, he was on the air telling people where it's at, but people, if you don't know where you are on the map when you're looking at it, you really have no idea that a tornado could be barreling down your street. So what they're saying is that a lot of times with meteorologists on you know, anything in visual, they're not putting the county maps on there because they just don't have room. They're trying to get the weather information out. So they say a lot of it is up to you, and particularly you and the younger kids that may not be familiar with maps, is to actually purchase a map, bring them out, and get accustomed to know where Gainesville is, where Alachua County is, and where in Alachua County Gainesville is, where Marion County is, and where is Ocala in Marion
it's
County.
It's not this hard, not very hard, folks.
I know.
Yeah. So, and then finally, we learned about some advice that we gave you a while ago. We need to update it because we did a story talking about you should always select the second cheapest wine if you're looking for a thrifty way to be, you know, before the balance is due on your check.
Yeah.
And to not look like a complete cheapskate to your person or your date or whatever. Come to find out, the restaurant industry have gotten wise to our little tricks. So now they're putting hard to sell items as the second price, lowest priced item. So,
okay, so we need to go ahead and do something advanced. What's our next fallback?
The next is to go somewhere in the middle. Random one in the middle. Don't pick the most expensive, don't pick the cheapest, but go somewhere in the middle. They also say in terms of value, you may be thinking you're getting better value when you get the cheaper wine, but actually they have the highest markups. So while your bill may be lower, you're actually maybe getting the lowest value of wine.
Find out what they charge you to bring your own bottle in, the corkage fee.
Yeah.
Because you might be able to, that usually for about the price of one glass. I've paid $17, $20 before at high-end restaurants for one glass of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You can bring in an entire bottle or two for that. You know?
A lot of times the corking fee is just like $10.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said earlier, Chris, one of the things that's frustrating to me is when I see a wine listed on the menu that's $12 or $16 a glass, and I know for a fact I could get the whole bottle at Publix for $8.99. You know, it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. And that's where you just excuse yourself quite often to go to the car and, you know, pop on the trunk and fill up your glass.
Exactly.
And also you need to know a Starbucks Trenta cup holds an entire bottle of wine.
That's funny.
The more you know, that's exactly what we tell you here on our show. And that's it for the day, Monday, April 22nd. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABCU.
Bye. Happy Earth Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.